A committee of Brazil's lower house of Congress has voted to impeach President Dilma Rousseff. James Blair's reports.
The vote by the 65-member lower house congressional committee to impeach comes as a bitter pill to swallow for President Dilma Rousseff, but not as a complete surprise. The crucial vote will be on April the 18th by the entire 513 assembled members of the lower house. It would need 342 votes for the issue to be en passed to the Senate, which would then take the final and fateful decision. As if this is not all bad enough, Brazil's Vice President Michel Temer apologized for accidentally releasing a recorded speech, with him assuming power as acting president, appealing for calm and for reason, but he himself could be facing impeachment charges. The bribery scandal enveloping state petroleum company Petrobras and a plummeting economy are major aggravating factors in all of this. President Dilma Rousseff is herself facing accusations that she manipulated government statistics to hide a huge and growing national deficit in order to get re-elected. President Dilma Rousseff, who denies all wrongdoing, is calling these actions an attempted coup against a democratically elected president. The question now is whether she can tough it out and avoid impeachment, or she'll resign if impeachment becomes a voted-in, established, doom-laden fact. For Vatican Radio, James Blair's reporting.